Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves. It is the live Memorial Day edition of the show. I should have mentioned at the start of the program, and now I guess I will because we got more stations on board. But we're here in the studio. It's Ian here with you.
And Garth.
Unlike many syndicated radio show hosts, your Rush Limbaughs and your Glenn Becks and all those other guys. Now, I don't listen to all those shows. I don't know who showed up for work today and who didn't. But I think it's generally a pretty safe bet that they didn't come into work.
And here we are with half our backs tied behind our brains just to make it fair.
Yes, indeed. We're here doing a live show because, you know what? It's Memorial Day.
Yeah.
There are people out there having picnics. They're driving around, driving from family house to somebody else's house. They're in their cars. They're listening to the radio. They're out on having a picnic. They're listening to the radio. People listen to the radio on holidays. So in my opinion, they deserve to have live content just like it were any other day.
And perhaps they deserve to have information given to them that they won't typically get on Memorial Day weekend.
Well, that's of course, inevitably means that we need to talk about Memorial Day, and we will do that. But people have been waiting very patiently to get on the air here all the way from last hour. So we're going to go to the phones to start things out here. Let's talk to Todd in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Todd.
Hey, hi, guys. How's it going?
Great. Good. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just want to talk to you guys about the Ron Paul effect that's been overwhelming everybody in. And, you know, I know Ron was on CNN today talking about his campaign quite a bit.
Oh,
and I noticed that the interviewer on there was sort of like trying to make him look stupid on TV, which is usually what CNN does anyway.
You know, and they end up making themselves look stupid in the process.
Yeah, they were trying to.
How are they going about this?
Huh?
How are they going about this, Todd?
Well, I noticed in one question he asked them, well, when do you want to, if you're elected president, when would you want to bring home the troops, if you were elected president? And Ryan goes, I would start now, you know, let them know that the war is over. I can't remember exactly how Ryan phrased it, but it was something to that effect. And the guy on CNN was like, okay, fine, whatever, this is nice. But it was really, really dumb.
So he's not even really engaged. He's just got a bunch of questions that he thinks he doesn't even respect Ron Paul's opinions. That's one of the things that really bugs me the most is when somebody doesn't realize that Ron Paul, in thinking about this, has a multi-layered, very deep understanding of his opinions and why he's come up with these thoughts.
Right. And I really thought that, you know, you would think that CNN, sort of being more liberal, more leftist than Fox News, being open to the idea of, well, let's just end this war and be done with it.
You would think, however, that would buy into the common misperception that one network is liberal and another is conservative, which, of course, the conservative talk show hosts, they promote every single day. The liberal media, blah, 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 blah. Well, no, it's not a liberal media. It's a pro-state media. The media takes the pro-state side.
I'm glad you brought that up, Ian, because I always thought that I've always called it the government media.
Yeah.
You know, there is no such thing as a liberal media. If there were such a thing as a liberal media, then where's the conservative media?
Well, you know, I'll bring up these distinctions. I agree with you about 90%. There are slight differences when you look at the approach on some economic issues regarding things like taxes or spending in some cases. And Fox News isn't even conservative per se in their news reportage, as some of those people would say. It's in their later programs where they have the opinion guys on. Mm-hmm. In their news reports, they try to be pretty balanced. I'll give you an example. I've mentioned this before. I have a real good friend named Ian. He's a hardcore socialist left-winger, former punk rocker who played with Gigi Allen up here in New Hampshire, and he works for Fox News. He went into the interview, and he said, well, you know, I got to tell you guys, you know, I'm a really liberal guy. And they said, no, we want you because you can write. Now, he's a pro-state guy in many cases. He happens to be against big government and the military. But in the meantime, on Fox News, they're in favor of big government and the military, but they're against big government and, let's say, some regulations or, let's say, some taxation. So it's give and take, I think.
there are definitely some subtle differences between the news companies out there. But again, it's they're arguing the two sides of the government coin is
right.
what we've seen,
yes.
you know, between the so-called liberals and conservatives.
Yeah.
So, I mean, where were all the, I mean, as one example of how pro-state the media is and how it's not a left or right thing, where were all of the dissenting media people when George Bush originally wanted to get into Iraq?
I got a better one for you, Ian. How about where were the big corporate statist media when it came to Clinton's incursion into Kosovo?
Kosovo, perfect,
sure.
perfect example. Absolutely
okay.
right.
Where were these guys?
Yeah.
I mean, when Clinton decided, oh, let's just go in there and bomb the crap out of Kosovo, just because. It's a very good political selling point for the administration.
Yeah, and you know, Todd, the next layer you get to is oftentimes the people maybe on Fox News and so on who had been critical, whether they're the opinion people or some of the editors who are
right.
in there directing some of the news stories, they'll be out there. They were critical of us going into Kosovo, of us connecting with the UN and the guys wearing the blue hats and all those things, the blue helmets.
Right.
But they're not critical of the multilateral efforts. In fact, they praise how many nations are involved in Iraq and so on. And it's like,
right.
it does definitely seem to be hypocrisy. Then you get to the next layer, I think, Todd, which is, well, maybe they feel that one was not justified, the former and the latter are different somehow. That
and
we
some of them
been
are actually egging the government to go into Darfur because for mm-hmm. humanitarian reasons.
Well, think about the reason the news companies, at least in the way I see it, the reason the news companies are so adamant about supporting war efforts is because it's good for ratings.
It's good for ratings and it's good for sweeps. I mean,
yeah.
it's, you know, they're...
You get your in-house composer to compose one of his, you know, patriotic themes. Dun, 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 tonight on CNN
right.
News, it's the invasion of Iraq. It begins. It's support our troops, blah, blah, blah. They get to just, you know, pander to the nationalist
right.
crowd out there and score points and get people to watch their commercial
exactly.
breaks.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, well, just before I go here, I
yeah.
just want to let you guys know that I had a great guest on my show, Liberty Cap Talk Live, last night, and we were going on and on about Ron's campaign or anything. Just swing over to blogtalkradio.com/LibertyCapTalkLive and check out the archives there.
All right, you need to start advertising our show from here out. Thanks for the call, Todd. We appreciate it. That's the last freebie. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's not unheard of. Believe it or not, we actually had someone in the past, Dan Carlin. He advertised with us for a while, and it did great things for him.
Oh,
now he's in the top 10 of Podcast Alley, and he never was before.
Good for him. Way
so,
to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, Todd's call inspires my thoughts about the YouTube videos that are out there of Ron Paul taking on Sean Hannity. And it is great.
The one from after the debate?
After the debate.
That was an awful video.
Oh, man.
Awful in that Hannity wouldn't let him get a word in edgewise.
He wouldn't, but if you listen, he still sneaked things in. It was
he did.
Yeah.
All right.
Way to go. And it just shows how Sean Hannity
awful
doesn't
interviewer.
Listen.
He's an awful interviewer. He's a demagogue.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Eric in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Eric.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
I have a point to make about the Civil War and then about violence in general.
Okay, great.
First of all, Ron Paul has said a couple of times, and I know you guys have said a couple of times, that Lincoln went about the Civil War improperly because he didn't offer money for the slaves, right? There's no economic solution.
Well, that's not what I've said.
I have not said that, no.
Okay. But I can understand some people may
I think the Civil War was improper, period.
Yeah, broke the Constitution. He should have been in prison.
Right, and my position on slavery is that... countries around the world abolished slavery without going to war with themselves. So slavery would have gone away eventually through the marketplace, through competition, and that sort of thing. And in fact, that was what was happening. But, you know, the whole war thing wasn't even really about slavery, as everyone knows. It was about states' rights. It was about the states being able to secede from the union that they originally decided to join.
Absolutely.
And so go ahead with your point.
Well, the impression that I got from you guys, this was several shows ago, was that you believe that Lincoln should have offered a market solution like paying the slave owners for the slaves.
I don't know who said that. I recall that vaguely being somebody had suggested that maybe. I don't know if it was a caller or not, but if you want, hang on, you can give us your solution. 800-259-9231. I don't support, you know, taxing or using the government for anything. I think that the marketplace through its competition for employees, that sort of thing, would inevitably have eliminated slavery down the line. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, Live Memorial Day Edition.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. May 25th, 2007. Gold 653 ounce. Gold coins could be purchased for $674.22, $332.70 for half, or $166.35 for quarter. That's $674.22, $332.70, and $166.35. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar has fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Carsey's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Memorial Day edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Garth.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. It is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And as always, you can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever topic is on your mind. And, of course, you can join us online as well at freetalklive.com and get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festivals, better known as Porkfest, happening June 18th through the 24th, so less than a month away. At Porkfest, you'll be able to tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own, and hear and discuss the progress in the future of the Free State Project. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. As we go back to the phones and back to Eric in Michigan. Now, Eric, you were listening, I guess, a few days ago, and somebody brought up the Civil War. I don't even remember who said this, but I think it was just somebody who was trying to propose some alternative, and it might have been Wayne or one of our other co-hosts. It was somebody that was trying to propose an alternative method to, you know, killing our own countrymen in regards to ending slavery. And I think they mentioned the idea that, well, the slaves could have just been bought out instead of spending all this money on war and that sort of thing. It wasn't necessarily a viewpoint that I supported, and if it came off that way, then I apologize for that. But your thoughts, Eric?
Yeah, I just want to clear up any confusion there and say that, you know, Lincoln actually was offering to buy the slaves away. But as to my point on violence, you guys were discussing how if you use violent tactics, that turns people against you, correct?
Yes.
The thing is, though, I was just studying the case of Algeria in a college class I'm taking. And basically,
Algeria?
Indeed, the Algerian Revolution. They revolted against the French colonists who were there. And, in fact, about 60% of the Algerian population supported the French colonists. So there were only about 20 or 30% of the people who actually participated in the revolution. And despite the fact they used violent tactics, they still succeeded. So I don't even think that a popular revolution is necessary, and I think that violent tactics can still be quite valid and relevant.
So wait, I'm sorry. What were the violent tactics?
Bombings. They bombed cafes. They bombed police stations. They shot policemen. Extremely violent tactics. Terrorist tactics.
And you're saying they were supported by the Algerian people?
Only about 30% of the Algerians supported it. The rest, about 60%, were against them and supported the French against the other Algerians.
And what happened as a result of all of this?
Well, eventually the French brought in extremely hostile techniques, and that's part of my point as well. They brought in extremely hostile techniques where they locked everything down. They brought people up on charges. They shot people. And basically that just steeled the will of the people against the French. And also the French began to attack the French, or the Algerians began to use more terrorist tactics, and eventually the French were pushed out, and the Algerians won in the end.
Okay, so you're talking about violence being used against an invading force.
Just against the state in general.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you should bring that up, because you've got an example in the colonies of America. It was about a 30-30-30 or 33-33-33 split, where you had 33% that wanted to eliminate the British control, 33% that were tied into it through the governorships and things like that, and 33% that weren't even interested one way or the other, or out on the frontiers and things like that. You know, that's an excellent point on the Algerian thing. I have to think about that a little more. There's anybody who's read The Stranger by Camus, that's sort of set in that time period. But it's interesting, because I always saw the Algerian revolutionaries, as they're depicted nowadays, as being really negative and nasty.
Oh, yeah, they were certainly nasty people. I mean, they were terrorists to the core. And I just want to mention the fact that, you know, even though there was such a small group, you know, only 30% of the Algerians, just because the tactics were violent, and also that caused the French to take up even more violent tactics. And that's what Osama is doing right now, frankly, is he hopes that he can evoke a violent reaction which will cause more people to join his side against the invading force.
So you think that could be constructive? I personally don't find it a really convincing.
Well, hold on a second. We're talking about a situation. Now, I went to government school, so I don't know a lot about the Algerian whatever this is. You're saying that France was invading Algeria?
Well, France had colonized Algeria in, I believe, the 1830s, and this was, you know, way back to the time of Napoleon's grandson, who was the king at the time. And they had a friendly relationship for the longest time, but eventually the Algerians felt that they were being taken advantage of by the French, and thus a small population of, I believe they were peasants, began the revolt, and that moved into the cities. The French brought in more harsh tactics, which caused more Algerians to use more terrorist tactics, and eventually, despite the fact that the insurgency itself was crushed, the people were so angry at the French by that time that there was a popular uprising after the insurgency that caused them to be forced out.
Then what happened? I mean, then
the French left, and the Algerians became an independent state.
See, the question, I think, is the status of what's going on. I don't think that with a drug issue that you're going to be able to get people to, say, get to the point where the local Algerians were ready to try to do something to change it by using these violent tactics.
I agree.
Don't think, you know, I understand the template you're discussing, and it is a very valuable template, but I think it's for a different situation.
Is for a different situation, and I don't think that here in America, you don't even have close to 30%. You've got maybe a percentage of a percentage that thinks this way. And I don't think that being barbaric is going to be the right solution. Even though you might be able to point out some evidence in history where violent revolution has been somewhat successful, it was not successful in that those people died. I mean, shouldn't we be able to turn this around without mass extermination, without the government turning its guns on people and killing them? Shouldn't that be at least a possibility?
At this point, I completely agree with you. I don't think that things are quite bad enough that a violent revolution would work. But I believe that if the police state continues to get more, you know, more vile, and the police treat people worse and worse, that's what really brought about the revolution in Algeria, was that the people were just being treated so poorly that, you know, they felt that they had no honor anymore. And Frantz Fanon, who was a black Caribbean who was in the area at the time, wrote about this. He's a psychologist. And he said that the attacks by the Algerians were begun just so that they could get their manhood back. And so through killing the white Frenchmen, they felt as if they were regaining some of the honor that they had lost through being occupied and treated poorly by the occupational forces.
See, now this is the trickiest question, and that is, when does one go ahead and when does one who supports nonviolence, but theoretically out into the futures can see a day where the government becomes so tyrannical and oppressive that violence is the only solution to the problem? At what point do you think that would be here in America?
I think that if it becomes systemic, like as of now, you know, you've got drug raids where people get shot, you've got houses being invaded from time to time, rights being violated, but it's really sporadic. I mean, you know, you might have two or three cases across the country a month, tops. If this happened, you know, with a lot more frequency, I think that then it would be the time. You know, if this was happening several hundred times a week, if a lot of people were having this done to them, their rights violated, or their honor violated, I think then it would be the time. But for now, things are just kind of, they're not at that stage yet.
Very good. Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Yeah, I don't want to make it sound for a moment like this is something I'm agitating for. I don't want it to get to that point. And I think that it's possible to turn the there's no doubt that this country is going down a very dark, scary road towards some sort of weird mix of socialism and fascism and totalitarian results. We're going now down that road, and if we don't do something now, it seems inevitable that we will get to that point. I don't know about you, Guard, but I don't like the idea of hefting my AK and taking people out. I don't want that.
Right.
That's not what I want to use defensive force, if any force at all. But you know, down the line, that's the direction we're going in. If we don't do something now to stop that, I don't want to go down that. I don't want to go any further down this road. So I want to do what we can now on a nonviolent basis to awaken people to the tyranny of the state and show them that that there are voluntary solutions to society's problems and do it effectively. And I think that's something we can do.
Got to keep it up.
1-800-259-9231. I think civil disobedience is an important factor there. And we'll touch more on that. Plus, Gene the Christian Anarchist is on the line with his comments on this and your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. experience with this free demo, The Secret to Reading 1,000% Faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-771-8424. That's 1-800-771-8424. 1-800-771-8424.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Memorial Day edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free. Live streams included broadband version and a dial-up version. Two sizes will fit virtually every internet connection, and they're for free. Go to freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to nevergetbusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that's gained world attention. Never Get Busted. .com. We've been talking off and on throughout the show, and a lot through the first hour, but just now it's come back to it, about the idea of violent resistance against the state versus nonviolent resistance. And, of course, Guard.
Yeah.
You and I, we're both advocates of the nonviolent path.
Yeah.
The idea that you use nonviolent resistance, maybe a little bit of civil disobedience, break the silly laws that you disagree with in a nonviolent fashion, and then use the state's typically violent and awful response to you breaking those laws against the state. Use it to delegitimize the state. Use it to open people's eyes, to wake them up to the incessant violence that is constantly in this system. It's
pervasive.
Part of the system,
yeah.
part and parcel to the system. And hopefully people will awaken to that, and then maybe they'll join in with future nonviolent disobedience and hopefully it will spread, and then the state won't be able to do anything about it anymore. Because, you know, the old question is, what if everybody stopped paying taxes, right? What if, not even just everybody, what if 30% of those who currently pay taxes And let's not even pick income tax. Let's take businesses. What if 30% of businesses all of a sudden decided, you know, we've had enough. We're not collecting sales tax anymore. What the hell would the state do?
Yeah.
I mean, then the state's going to come in there and they're going to forcibly shut down those businesses. They're going to take those business owners. They're going to throw them in jail cells. And you've killed 30% of the economy at that point. There's a certain point at which the government's tyranny cannot go on any further if there's enough nonviolent resistors. If there are people all over the place, if this seatbelt law goes through here in New Hampshire, where, of course, the only state in the United States that does not have a mandatory seatbelt law for adults right now, they're looking at changing that.
Right. And by the way, there was a Senate panel that voted not to pass the bill last week. It's going to go all of the Senate. And if it passes the Senate, it'll go before our governor. And, of course, our governor is such a lover of freedom. He'll sign it. Right. So stop it.
So there's a chance this is going to go through in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
As sad as a day that would be, what if people started, the live free or die mentality still lives here in New Hampshire, thank goodness. And so what if some of the people in the state just decided, you know what, screw it. I don't care what your laws are. I'm not going to wear your seatbelt. In fact, Julia, my girlfriend, has said that, you know, she normally wears her seatbelt because it seems like the sensible thing to do. But as soon as the state starts telling her to wear her seatbelt, then she's going to be less likely to want to wear the seatbelt. People with an anti-authoritarian bent like her and I, we're less likely to wear our seatbelts as a result of being told
what
to do.
And this is where you've got to take advantage of getting the information out there, because if you just do it sporadically here and there, people aren't going to hear about it.
Right.
If you organize, if you get people's eyes focused on it, if you can make an issue of it without being violent, showing the absurdity of the law,
exactly,
that will get people.
And that hopefully will get people's attention and get them connected to the liberty movement, where they'll learn more about freedom and liberty and all those things, and then move from
there.
You
make a caravan. You make a caravan of adults. Nobody wears their seatbelts.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, exactly. You pass through the tolls.
I was thinking about calling the police department in whatever given area that you're in and saying, hey, just wanted to let you know at noon on Friday, we're going to have about 5 to 10 people, or however many you get to commit to it. We'll have about 5 to 10 cars driving around your parking lot with no seatbelts on. And, you know, take your cars out there and drive around and see if they'll do anything to you about it. And if they ticket everybody, then that's great, because that's what you want. You want them to do something instead of ignore it. Because, of course, then again, if they did ignore it, then you could make an issue out of it and say, hey, what's up here? You're not enforcing your laws.
Better yet, tie it in with some philanthropic cause. You're bringing toys to a children's charity. You're doing something for old people
great.
At a retirement home.
But without your seatbelts on.
You're going to donate blood. We're all on our way to the Red Cross to donate blood, and none of us are going to be wearing our seatbelts.
Right. And then, so if they do ticket everybody, then the idea would be to have all of the people who were ticketed refuse to pay the fine, which of course inevitably will probably end up in an arrest warrant being issued for that person.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of the protesters will be arrested. And then now instead of the state of New Hampshire is paying to incarcerate people who didn't wear their seatbelts. I mean, how insane will it get?
Yeah.
And so then you sort of play off that. You make those points. You make the points against government control and against all these mandates by using nonviolence. Let's go to the phones and talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Hey, Gene.
Hi. I just wanted to talk to you actually about stupid cops.
Okay, sure.
That's always a good subject, right?
Okay.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I just yesterday drove all the way from Phoenix to L.A., and today I drove back. And the cops, of course, are out in full force doing their Memorial Day harassing the public.
Yeah. Sure.
And they are doing, I saw a couple of really stupid actions by the cops. One, I was going around this corner. It was a pretty tight corner, had a wall so that you couldn't really see around the corner. And here in the middle of this sweeping corner is a cop in the shoulder, where the shoulder is just barely wide enough for his patrol car.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting there with his radar gun trying to catch people zipping around that corner.
Oh, that's really safe.
This is one of the stupidest things I've seen them do, because first thing I do, of course, when I see him is I'm slamming on my brakes, just like everybody else.
Right.
And if somebody's too quite close behind me, they're going to start panicking. They're going to slam on their brakes even harder than I slam mine on. If somebody's behind them, then those people are going to meet.
So you're saying this guy was actually not visible until you start the turn?
Until you were halfway through the turn.
Got it.
Because if it was a blind corner, and everybody's going around there at 80 miles an hour.
Right.
And all of a sudden you're going 80 and there's a cop, everybody slams on their brake to try and get down to 60 or whatever it is.
And you've got an accident on your hands.
And you've got a nice big accident there. And I was just wondering how many, of course we'll never be able to know for sure, but I was wondering how many accidents are caused by our people who are supposedly trying to keep us safe. And I mean, that's the baloney they try and tell us is that they're out there trying to keep us safe. I wonder how many people they kill trying to keep us safe.
That's an excellent question, and I agree with you, Gene, that it's probably almost impossible to calculate that. But, of course, then there, you can still point out certain instances, like this is a great instance. How about the cops that just, as a routine, seem to just have no problem pulling people over in one lane of a two-lane road? I mean, they'll just pull somebody over right there in the lane, get out of their car, and walk around right in the middle of the street when they might be 50 feet away or 100 feet away from the entrance to a parking lot. They could have very easily have instructed that driver to pull over into the parking lot, and that's what I would do were I to be pulled over by the cops.
Absolutely.
When I had a cop pull me over for speeding down in Sarasota, Florida, and he had his lights on, and I was in a two-lane road, and I knew what he wanted. He wanted me to pull over right there in the middle of that road. I didn't want to do that, so I sort of slowed down so he would hopefully understand that, yes, I'm pulling over for you, but I wasn't pulling over right away, and I was looking for a way to pull over without blocking the road. So I was going for the next side street, turn down the side street into a neighborhood where there's less traffic so I wouldn't be impeding the flow of traffic. And what's the cop do as I'm going, obviously, well under the speed limit, noticing that he's there? He runs right up on me and, tailgates me, basically, just being rude, flashing his lights, just being a jerk. And I'm trying to do something for the rest of the people on the road. He just doesn't care.
Yeah.
You know what? Their solution is for people pulling over on the side of the freeway, and they're sitting on a little narrow shoulder, and so there's a great danger there of the police and the person that they pulled over getting hit by a semi or whatever is coming down the road. Their solution to that is now to make it illegal to drive in that lane next to the shoulder if there's an emergency vehicle in that lane.
Really?
Wow.
Well, I had no idea about that.
Wow.
Have a law that says you have to pull over if there's a cop or emergency vehicle on the shoulder.
Amazing. Gene, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you as always. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Ron is on the way. Your calls as well about whatever you want. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show and you can bring up whatever you want toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, and it is Ian here with you. And Gard, 1-800-259-9231. And yes, it is the live Memorial Day edition. We're here in studio giving you live programming because, darn it, that's what you deserve. You listen to the radio on Memorial Day, you should hear live shows.
Some content.
Not those damn reruns. All right, so 800-259-9231. Let's
hey, Ian. Ian, before we do, I just want to mention real quick something you and I were talking about during the break, and I only want to mention this briefly because it ties in with that police officer call from Chris?
Gene,
that's right, Gene. And you know, you talk about this gets us into privatized roads just a little bit, but I just want to mention there's a story out of the Telegraph from the 27th that says that in England they're going to be starting off with hundreds of cars to install these pay-as-you-drive equipment things for certain roads. They're not going to be charging people. They're just going to see if the technology can work. And you and I were discussing off the air how those of us who support privatized road systems think it can work better. Many people might say, well, shoot, you know, that's one step closer to what you have. It's a pay-as-you-go system. Those people who use particular roads more will pay for the system. And I said, look, you know, I understand that argument, and I support having people who are using things pay for the things that
sure.
they're using. But the problem with this is that all it's going to do is give the government more opportunity to bring in more money over
right.
in England. And what happens is people can say that, well, subway riders and public train system users are being subsidized, and they certainly are, and it is immoral and unethical that the people who don't use the system are paying to subsidize these riders. But what we need to remember is that they're subsidized in a system that already is inflated because of top-heavy bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
And what this will do is allow the British government more money to do what? To increase its bureaucracy and pay more bureaucrats.
Right, because, well, the people in Great Britain are already paying for the roads. I mean, what's a liter of gas cost over there? Isn't it like $4 a liter or something crazy like
absolutely
that?
Absolutely right.
I mean, so they're already paying through the nose as far as taxes on gasoline are concerned. So theoretically, they've already paid for these roads. These roads have been paid for a long time ago, and they keep paying into the system with these gas taxes. Now the system has come up with yet another tax to levy on people, and they have no compunctions about doing it. Why do they? Why should they care?
Yeah.
They can tax these people as much as they want to. Nothing
That's
will
it.
Really happen to the
it's
bureaucrats as
exactly,
a result of it.
It's not exactly analogous to a fee for service.
Not
because
at all.
The service is not within the market paradigm.
Right. It's external. It's one size fits all. It's government bureaucracy with no competition.
No competition. Right.
And because there's no competition, they have no incentive to conserve costs. They have no
right.
incentive to reduce rates. rates. They're going to start charging rates to drive on XYZ roads, and inevitably those rates aren't coming down.
Yeah,
they're going to go up over time.
Yeah.
And then how about the privacy invasion aspect? What about the idea that the government's going to have a little transponder in your car? Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah,
here he is.
It. You got it.
Look, you want to find him? Here, pull up the map. I mean, that's kind of spooky,
you know,
too.
I'll post it. It's a really short story. I'll put it over at the
BBS.
In fact, I'll send it to you, and I'll post it at the Liberty Conspiracy.
So all right. Well, that's your website, by the way. We haven't plugged it yet tonight. LibertyConspiracy.com.
All
right. So let's continue with the calls and go to Ron in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Ron.
Yes, gentlemen. You have a very interesting program. And
thanks. What's on your mind tonight?
I see you getting out information.
Hey,
great.
I'm in my 70s, and I've been trying to get information out for almost 50 years now.
Good job.
I had one warning I wanted to give before I address the way to address this government issue. My wife, Rosemary, got a brain tumor from drinking Diet Coke.
Oh, dear.
I just think that your listeners need to know this. A lot of them probably know, but some of them don't, and their lives could be spared if they had this information. And there's a website that they can go to. It's called Doorway, DORWAY.com and .org, that will give them all the information, and maybe their lives and their suffering can be spared by going there. Now, I wanted to address the government is a monster. It's big. And attacking it is like a flea attacking an elephant. Not going to do any damage.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that you can approach this thing is through different avenues that allows us to constitutionally do it. Now, the man was talking about the French being in Algeria.
Mm-hmm.
That was an outside country in that country. That was a different situation. These revolutions are different situations than what we have.
Right.
Like when we threw the British out, that was somebody outside trying to control us.
Sure. In this case, the government is made up of people who, in many cases, can be your friends or your though they're not my friends, but they might be your friends. There's a chance that you could have a friend who's a bureaucrat. I'm friendly with some of the bureaucrats in town, and there's certainly a chance they could be your family members. So yeah, I mean, who wants to fight against your friends and family? Let's convert them on an intellectual basis.
Problem is, the enemy has taken over control of our government and most of our elected officials in Washington there are bought off. Other than Ron Paul and a few of the handful of the others, they're either paid for or they're blackmailed into submission to do what the big boys want them to do, the globalists. And there's no Democrat or Republican party. There's just a globalist party in Washington that is controlled by the industrialists and the globalists.
And
this
Ron,
is what we have to deal with, but we have to recognize and admit that first before we can approach this thing.
Ron, of course, it lends a patina of legitimacy to all of this, which is very difficult to combat. And go on. I didn't mean to interrupt.
One way is jury nullification. These laws that they're passing are unconstitutional, really illegal, but they're passing them anyway. And if the country in general knew about jury nullification, knew that they could literally change laws by if someone may be guilty of breaking that law, but if it's a bad law, they find him innocent, and this changes the law.
I'm a huge fan of jury nullification. We've talked about it quite a bit on this program, and great call. Thank you for making it. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We've talked a number of times on Free Talk Live about FIJA, the Fully Informed Jury Association.
Yeah.
FIJA.org is their website, FIJA.org.
It's such a simple thing, too.
Great. It's a great place to get some real great information about what jury nullification is, how to actually nullify a jury if you can get on the jury. But unfortunately, when you go through their website, you'll find out that it's kind of depressing when you read about jury nullification.
Because you know how badly things are stand right now, how poorly things are in the justice system.
Right. That especially because they try their damnedest to keep any mention of jury nullification out of the courtroom.
I don't know if I've told you this story, but I get pulled off a jury because I mentioned jury nullification.
Did you?
When we were given our instructions in Manchester District Court here in New Hampshire a number of years ago, and it was the most amazing thing. It was as if Rod Serling was watching my life, because there had been an arrest that I saw on television of a man who was operating a video slot machine in Manchester in the back room of his video store. And I said, oh, I'm doing jury duty in a few days. I wonder if that guy's case will be brought up. So they bring you in, they bring everyone into this one large room with a judge there, and they hand you this little booklet or sheet of paper with your rights and duties as jurors. And, of course, nowhere on there is there a mention that the people can find someone not guilty if they think the law is unjust.
Right. That hasn't been mentioned in U.S. courtrooms for decades.
And it is the final common law barrier against tyranny. And it is also one of the reasons
it's
why.
It's a final check on government.
You got it. Yeah. Absolutely. And it also ties in with why we give the legislature the power to impeach justices, because the legislature is supposed to be closest to the people. But that's another story as far as civics goes. So I sit there and I say, boy, how great would it be if I could get on that case? Well, I'm sitting there in this instructional area, and I get this thing, and I raise my hand, and the judge asks if anyone has any questions. And I say, yes, sir, Your Honor. I was just wondering, I am familiar with the idea, the concept that we as the people can find someone not guilty if we think the law is wrong, but I don't see that noted here. You know, I'm standing up.
You're done.
Yeah, and he says, well, yes, ladies and gentlemen, the man is correct. You can find someone not guilty if you feel the law is unjust. That is not on this sheet of paper. And I was like, oh, I was going to say, why don't you put it on the stinking thing, but I just wanted to be cool.
Wow, you got the judge to acknowledge that publicly?
Yeah, it was amazing. I don't know what his name was, but he deserved some credit, at least for that. And the interesting thing was, after that, they split us off all into separate rooms where we'd be selected for the juries for various cases. Mm-hmm. We go to the courtrooms. I sit down, I look over the defense table, and it's that guy from the video case.
Mm.
He's there. I'm like, oh my God, this is the case. This is the guy. And sure enough, boom, they pick me. I'm up on the jury. I'm one of the people in the jury box, but, of course, prosecutors and defending attorneys can pull, I don't know how many.
Yeah, the voir dire process.
Exactly. They pulled the prosecution, saw what I had done, and they pulled me off.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised you made it into the courtroom.
It was amazing.
Because, I don't know, maybe it's done differently here in New Hampshire, but I've been called down for jury duty, which, by the way, is a kind of a little mini draft.
Yeah.
If you don't go, then you get thrown in jail.
Yeah.
So I was drafted for jury duty, and that's okay with me, because I like the idea of getting in there and secretly nullifying a jury.
Yeah.
Because I've read the details on Feige's website, and it's very clear. If you're open and honest about jury nullification during the jury selection process, you're done for.
Yes.
And it's even to the point where you can't even admit to reading liberty-oriented literature, because sometimes they'll ask you what magazines you subscribe to, that sort of thing. You don't mention that you're in the Libertarian Party, or they're going to disqualify you.
Wow.
They want somebody in there who's not going to think. They want somebody who's going to follow what they tell them to do, and that's not what jury nullification is about. Hour 3 is coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
If you've